From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Early Sunday, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies went to a residence on Dyerville Loop Road in Myers Flat for a report of trespassers on the property, which contained a marijuana grow. Upon arrival at the property, deputies noticed the front gate to the property had been damaged. Deputies found 13 people tied up inside the residence. Deputies advised that there were 5 to 6 masked subjects who were heavily armed and were still on the property stealing marijuana. Humboldt County Special Weapons and Tactics Team activated, responded to the scene. The team searched the area, however, no suspects were located. Evidence was collected at the scene, and the incident remains under investigation. City of Eureka will be performing water main reconstruction work on Booner Street from William Street to Pine Street today through Friday. The work requires lane closures and will be performed between the hours of 8:15 a.m. and 5 p.m. daily, weather permitting. There will be controlled traffic and detours at those locations, and drivers should expect short delays. Alternate routes are advised. Patience and cooperation of drivers is appreciated. Well, she is the first and only female Operations Patrol deputy in Humboldt County history to promote beyond the rank of patrol sergeant, the second of only 2 female deputies ever assigned to the Humboldt County Drug Task Force. Now, Captain Kim Thompson is beginning a new journey, retirement. In 2002, she became the second woman to ever be on the Humboldt County Drug Task Force. 4 years later, she was promoted to sergeant. During that time, supervising the main station, McKinleyville and Hoopa substations, core protection, and animal control. In 2013, she was promoted again to patrol lieutenant. 2 years later, she was promoted to operations captain. City of Arcata hosting a workshop in partnership with UC Berkeley Safe Transportation Research and Education Center and California Walks to help improve pedestrian and bicycle safety for community members in the Valley West neighborhood. Workshop participants will have the opportunity to work with members of the community to help identify priorities and suggestions on how to make walking and biking safer for all, including seniors, youth, parents, and individuals with disabilities. All suggestions will be shared with staff from the City of Arcata. The workshop is free and takes place from 4 to 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday. That's August 29th at the Red Roof Inn, located at 4975 Valley West Boulevard in Arcata. Dinner will be provided to all participants in addition to English and Spanish interpretation, as well as child care. Workshop attendees are asked to wear comfortable shoes as a community walk will be part of the event for those able to participate. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.